Bava Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah begins talking about what is essentially a government contract. And this government contract was given to a particular family, and it was given to actually the estate of a deceased man. And the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where we assume that the contract was awarded because of the family or because of the deceased father. The Mishnah says, Ha'achen ha'shutfin, brothers who were partners, partners meaning that they're partners in the estate, Shanafal echad mehen l'umnus, one of them, the language says, he fell into umnus, a craftsmanship. Now that is talking about really a government contract, which is a great benefit. Nafal le'emtza, the falling, or so to speak, or the his being involved in this government contract goes to the estate, goes to the partnership. And again, this is because it came to them because of their significance of their father. However, if the government informed this particular brother who is performing the government contract and receiving the benefits that they appointed him, because of his own acumen or whatever, his particular abilities, then, of course, it goes to him himself privately. The Mishnah continues, Cholav and Israpa, if one of the brothers in the partnership of this estate gets sick and he gets healed by utilizing funds for his medical needs. Nisrapa Mishal Atzmo, he needs to be healed. He needs to take the cost of his medical care from his own pocket, not from the estate. However, the Gemara says actually this is only if he became sick due to his own negligence. However, if something happened against his will, something he couldn't do anything about, then actually he could utilize the funds from the estate. Mishnah will now address an interesting concept called shushvinus. Shushvinus was that it was the custom that they would, when one child of a family would get married, another family would send over funds and food in order for the Sheva Bracha, so the 7 days, and some of the members of the family would also go and participate in this celebration with the food and the funds that they brought. And this actually was something that was understood to be a real quid pro quo, and that so much so that it was expected that if one family did it for the other family, that family had to reciprocate when they married, when they made a wedding, to the extent that if they didn't, it could actually be, they could take them to court for to reciprocate. It was an actual demand of reciprocation that was expected. So the Mishnah discusses the following case. That some brothers, that some of them had done this minig of shushbinus, this giving of gifts, etc., in the while their father was still alive, and then the father passes away. Chazra shushbinus, when the shushbinus returns, when they get paid back, the reciprocation happens. Chazra la'emsa, the shushbinus comes back towards the partnership, towards the estate, not to the individual brother who had, let's say one of the brothers initially in the father's lifetime had gone and celebrated and brought the stuff. Since it came from the estate, therefore when it comes back, it doesn't come back to him, even if he's the one getting married. It comes back to them in general, and they all share in that shushvinus. What's the reason for this? Shushvinus nigbeis bevezdin. As we mentioned, shushvinus is a type of a reciprocation that's actually collected through the through bezdin, and you can bring somebody to court on that. Haval, the Mishnah says, however, hashalech lechaver kadei yayin v'kadei shemen, if somebody just sends barrels of wine, barrels of oil for the celebration, and he actually does not accompany these gifts, then under those circumstances, eina nigma bevezdin, it's not collected in bezdin. It's only when they go and accompany it. It's also only on the day of chuppah. It's not on the day of chuppah as well. It would not count. Because those gifts are just simply gemilas chesed. It's certainly an act of kindness. It can't be collected in bezdin. And as such, if they reciprocate, the reciprocation does not go to the partnership because it wasn't required to be given back to the partnership. If they gave it, they gave it of their own free will to whoever they want.